The Bavli concluded that min haTorah we should blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, but midrabanan we're afraid, gzeira d'rabba, you're afraid you might come to carry and violate Shabbos, and hence we don't blow shofar on Shabbos. The shaila the Mefarshim ask is, the Gemara seems to limit the concern to carrying 4 amas in Rishus HaRabim. And we all know there are different ways to violate Hotzah and Shabbos. That is one of them, carrying 4 amas in Rishus HaRabim. But another one is carrying from Rishus to Rishus, from Rabim to Yochid, Yochid to Rabim. So why is the Gemara only concerned about Hotzah's Dalet Amas per Rishus HaRabim and not as equally concerned about carrying from Rishus to Rishus? So Tosis gives a very pragmatic answer, psychological, is because most people, Enochinami, where if you do both of them are problems, but the reason why the Gemara emphasized carrying Dalet Amas and Rishus HaRabim, because that's more likely to occur. You're in the middle of a Rishus HaRabim, there's no demarcation, 2 amas, 3 amas, 5 amas, it's very easy. It's much easier to forget and just continue on. But if you're inside a house, you have walls, doors, you have gates, you have demarcation, so you're more likely to remember. So there's no fundamental difference. Really, if you carried from either one, you violate a biblical prohibition. The reason why the Gemara singled it out, because that's the more likely occurrence, but not that it's limited to that. If someone carried from Rabim to Yochid, it's also a problem. However, Rashi, Tosfos quotes Rashi. Rashi seems to disagree. Not seems. He certainly, Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, because Rashi says no. It's a halachic reason why. Because really, when it's very hard, really, we're concerned only about Dalet Amas versus Harabim. That's when we have to worry about the biblical prohibition. But to carry from your house to the Baal Tekiah, that is more likely very limited, very rare, that it would be a biblical prohibition. Like, what do you mean? Why would there be a difference between Rishus HaYochid, Yochid to Rabim, Rabim to Yochid, and Dalet Amas? And in fact, because Rashi says you need Akira, because the luck is when you pick it up, he says you have to have in mind at the moment when you carry it that you're going to take it from Yochid to Rabim. But a person, he's saying a person, the case is where a person could pick it up and think he's going to try to blow shofar. Then when he can't blow shofar, he's going to bring it to his friend. Okay, if that was, you know, most, or I guess it would be a problem if you picked it up knowing you don't know how to blow shofar and you picked it to your friend. But let's just work with the way he's saying it. That he's saying that's what's going to happen here. You're going to try to blow shofar yourself. It's not going to work. So therefore, he's saying you're not going to violate Hotzah Daraisa because you need an Akira and Anacha in Rishus HaYochid, Rabim. You got to carry with the intention of carrying it from Yochid to Rabim. So the Kasha on Rashi is, so what about Dalet Amas Rishus HaRabim? Why don't I have that same leniency that I'm going to pick it up to blow the shofar, and then when I don't blow, I'm going to carry it? So we have to answer that question, but it seems to be a fundamental machlokas Rashi and Tosfos here. Why does the Gemara leave out from Yochid to Rabim? Going to Tosfos, it's just a pragmatic, psychological thing, but there is no fundamental difference. According to Rashi, Rashi seems to, we don't have to worry about Yochid to Rabim, because you're very rare going to have Akira, you're going to have an Akira with Chil or Kach to do it. But by Dalet Amos, there is no heta like that. So the question is, why not? Like, what is this machlokas about? Whether Dalet Amos and Rishus HaRabim is fundamentally different than Yochid to Rabim. So the Gemara talks about, what is the source of Hotzah? So the Gemara, like, what do you mean the source of Hotzah? Like, we know Losasa Ko Malacha. We don't go through all the Malachas, so there's a whole discussion in the Gemara, because basically the Tosfos writes that Hotzah is different than all other Malachas, It's a malacha garua. It's a weaker malacha. What do I mean? It's still biblical, but it's a weaker malacha because the other malacha is bishul. You're cooking something, or you're building something. You're writing letters. You're creating, there's a change in the chefsa. Here, there's no change in the object. You're just bringing it from one place to another. It's still usher, but that's why it's a malacha garua. And basically, the Gemara says that we only had in the Mishkan, we only had from Yochid to Rabim. We only had carrying, but we didn't have carrying Dalet Amas in Rishus HaRabim. So how do I know? The Gemara says, halacha gemirale. That basically, hichus gemirale, basically according to many, it means it's halacha Moshe Misinai. We have a tradition that not only is carrying involved Rishus from Yochid to Rabim, but as well as carrying Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim. So, but what does the Gemara say? It's Allah Moshe Misinai carrying Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim. The source in the Chumash is only regarding the case by Moshe Sheva with Machane Leviya. The source is only carrying from, let's say, Yochid to Rabim, Rabim to Yochid, but there is no source about carrying Dalet Amos and Rishus HaRabim in the Mishkan. It's halacha Moshe Misinai. So what's pshat in the Gemara? So they say in the name of the Yom Trua, he wrote a sefer Kapos Tamarim on Sukkot, Tosefes Yom HaKippurim on Yom Kippur, and Yom Trua for Rosh Hashanah. So he has a Bechidish. And others discuss it in other contexts as well. Is so he learns that really halacha, he says really the so carrying Dalet Amos and Rishus HaRabim has nothing to do with the Isser of Otsah of Rishus Rishus. That's what we learned out from the Chumash. That has all the halachas because Malacha Makshevis is only by the Mishkan. So all the halachas of Malachas Makshevis only have to do with the Malachas. So Yochid to Rabim, Rabim to Yochid, but Hotzos, Dalet Amos, Rishus HaRabim is Halacha Moshe Misinai. It comes out of a vacuum. All the laws of Malachas Makshevis don't apply. So the Yom Teruah says that's Pshat in Rashi. Why is Rashi only worried about Dalet Amos and Rishus HaRabim? Why isn't he also worried about Yochid to Rabim? The Rashi said because when he picks it up, it's unlikely he's fulfilling the Malachas Makshevis. And that's why he's not worried about it, because when he picked it up, he planned on blowing the shofar and not carrying it out to Rishus HaRabim. So we have to, why isn't he concerned about Dalet Amos picking it up also and trying to blow? Because so the Yom Teruah is a big chiddush that it's Halacha Moshe Misinai, that they have to know none of the Malachas Makshevis applies, and therefore it wouldn't make a difference. There is no leniency. Even though usually Halacha Moshe Misinai is a kula in terms of a more makel punishment in general, but here there's no, because it's a, you don't learn it out from the Mishkan, you learn it Halacha Moshe Misinai, so the leniencies of Malachas Makshevas do not apply, and therefore, if you picked it up and reached a Yachid to blow, and then you forgot and carried it out, so then there's no way to deraisa. But if on the Dalet Amos, which is a Rabban, would make a difference. There is no leniency. And therefore, that's why the Yom Teruah says, that's why the Gemara is only concerned with Rishus HaRabim carrying Dalet Amos, because that you're much likely to violate an Issa D'Oraisa, because there's no leniency in Malachas Makshevis. Masha'ein came by Yochid to Rabim, you would. Tosis gave a more pragmatic answer. There is no fundamental difference, one's a psychological answer. So what does he do with the Taina of the Yom Teruah? So that's what the Mefreshim point out. There's two different types of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. It's what they call Halacha L'Moshe Misinai Mifureshes and Halacha L'Moshe Misinai Mechudeshes. That one that this explains and one that's a chiddush. So the way Tosfos, Tabal Amor, other Rishonim are going to learn is, Rov Rishonim is, no, it's not a new Halacha L'Moshe Misinai carrying Dalet Amos and Rishus HaRabim. It's halacha of carrying Dalet Amos, we know it's your own Rishus. Out of Dalet Amos is going from Rishus to Rishus. So it's an extension of the definition of carrying from Rishus, from Yochid to Rabim, Rishus to Rishus. The fact that practically speaking, in the Mishkan they didn't have it, that doesn't change. It's not the fun. The way the Yom Teruah learned is, The fact we never had it showed it has nothing to do with the Mishkan, and therefore it's a whole new din. Other thing, no, that's not the pshat. The fact, that's just a technical problem. It does not a fundamental problem, and really, it's what we'll call, it's halacha Moshe Misayim Mifu Reshes. It has the same halachas, and if there is no difference between carrying Dalet Amos and Rishus Sarabim and Yochid Terabim, all the leniencies of Malachas Makshevas apply, and therefore, Tosis is in. We're concerned equally with both. It's just a pragmatic, the Gemara singles out the more common occurrence. And according to Yom Tru explaining Rashi, no. It's specifically only Dalet Amos, Rishus Arayim, because the other way, you're not going to fulfill your Malachas Makshevas because you picked it up to blow the shofar, and therefore there's no concern, there's no Daraisa. The only concern is by Dalet Amos and Shusha Rabbins, that's a halacha of Moshe and Mechudeshes. It's a totally new halacha, and there's no coup as a malachas makshevis, and therefore that's why the Gemara. So it's clear the Gemara says that the Yisra is carrying Dalet Amos and Shusha Rabbins. According to Tosfos, it equally applies to both. That this the Gemara just gave the more common one, and according to the way Rashi learns in the Yom Trua, is no, it only applies to Dalet Amos and Shusha Rabbins, and that's because carrying from Rishus Yochid to Rabim, that's learned out from the Mishkan, so we have the Kula Malachas Makshevas, you have to pick it up with that intention to carry it out, which you didn't have. You just picked it up to board the shofar. But by Dalet Amos and Rishus Rabim, there is no Kula, so if I carried Dalet Amos and Rishus Rabim, whatever my Kavana was, I'd still violate the Yisra D'Oraisa of Hotza on Shabbos.